Israeli settlers have once again stormed Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Reports say that the settlers entered the mosque compound while they were being escorted by Israeli soldiers. Five Palestinian women were also detained by Israeli police as they were leaving the Al-Aqsa Mosque and sent to the police station for interrogation. The Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site, has been the scene of clashes between Palestinians and Israeli settlers, as well as troops in recent months. Palestinians have accused Israel of trying to change the status quo in Judaized Jerusalem Al-Quds. Said Nimr is a professor of political science from Birzeit University who joins us from occupied Ramallah. Said Nimr, looking at what is happening in Al-Aqsa Mosque, it's very alarming. As we're getting closer to the elections in Israel, it seems there's more provocations by these settlers escorted by Israeli soldiers.
Yes, good evening. As a matter of fact, it's the this is not the first time that the settlers storming the Al-Aqsa Mosque and all that what they wanted. They were encouraged by the Israeli government, and they were encouraged also by the Israeli police and secret services. And there were reports saying that the secret services were intentionally encouraging settlers to storm the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The whole idea by the settlers is to change the situation in Al-Aqsa Mosque and the status quo by dividing it either time-wise or place-wise between the Muslims and the Jewish settlers in Jerusalem. And it's quite obvious that this kind of atrocities over Al-Aqsa Mosque would be escalating nowadays, especially that Israel is approaching by next week the elections, and they know quite well that there will be no government going to stop them. Otherwise, it will be, you know, bad for their campaign in the elections. So every time the Israeli have an elections, definitely the Palestinian would pay the price. And the settlers, they know that quite well, and they are trying to seize the moment, if you like, or use the situation by storming Al-Aqsa and start to make some changes on the long run would affect definitely the status quo of Al-Aqsa Mosque, since everyone now is involved in the elections and preoccupied by the elections, and they want to score more, if you like, points through the settlers, and to say that we are more interested in Al-Aqsa and Jerusalem is united as the capital of Israel, and all the stuff which is related to the elections and what they you are usually trying to bring in more and more votes of the settlers in Jerusalem and the West Bank generally.
Well, I'm not too sure if this makes a difference about who gets elected there in Israel, but do you think that if Netanyahu was to be defeated, any of the other parties that would come into power, there would be different policy directions that they would take, or would things remain as status quo?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There will be no big differences. We've learned over the last 20 years of the negotiations with the Israeli that there isn't a huge or significant, if you like, differences between Israeli parties. We are talking about whether it is the center or the Zionist party today, Livni and Herzog, or Labor Party, or with Benjamin Netanyahu. I think the policy regarding the Palestinian and regarding the negotiations are the same in the core. The only differences are on the surfaces. Maybe we'll see the Labour Party and Livni talking about the peace process and about resuming the negotiations. They might take some actions here and there. But in the core, we have a problem definitely with the whole of thinking way of in Israel, which is tending more and more to the right wing in general. So I don't think there will be any difference between Netanyahu and Livni Herzog in the first place. But what I said, that the settlers are seizing the moment. They are trying to use the election period to achieve something on the ground, knowing that there will be no one will dare to stop them now, especially because of the elections.
Very well, we'll leave it there. Thank you. Said Nimr, professor of political science at Birzeit University, talking to us from occupied Ramallah.